Welcome to, as that robot voice says, the NatureoCrit podcast, and thank you for boldly listening. What are we even talking about? Well, this podcast series is my take on naturopathic medicine, an area I've been studying for about 20 years, including my time in so-called scientific, non-sectarian naturopathic medical school. My approach is a pairing of scientific skepticism and a deep knowledge of naturopathy's intimate details. In previous episodes of this series, I established that naturopathy is essentially a kind of knowledge blending, misrepresentation, and irrationality. I have termed naturopathy both an epistemic conflation, falsely posing itself as an epistemic delineation, and the naturopathological. The science exterior is mixed with what is scientific, then that whole muddle is absurdly claimed to be science as an entire category, while particular, sectarian, science-ejected oath obligations and requirements are coded or camouflaged, therein effectively disguising naturopathy's system of beliefs in public view. Naturopathy's ultimate achievement is a profound erosion of scientific integrity and freedom of belief, packaged in the marketing veneer natural, and improperly embedded in the academic category, science. Episode Synopsis. In this NatureoCrit podcast episode 5, titled, quote, The Science-Based, Science Exterior, Canadian-Based, Naturopathic Interior, unquote. Really? I will look at naturopathy in the province of Ontario, Canada, chiefly through associations centered around Andy Iva Lloyd, and four naturopath entities that often function there in joint, CCNM, OAND, the Ontario Board, and CAND. In this part one, I will visit the biography page of Andy Lloyd at Natural Medicine Journal, quote, the official journal of the AANP, unquote, and then visit pages from the journal itself, which she sits on the board of. In part two, I will visit Andy Lloyd's practice pages and her alma mater and place of teaching, CCNM. I will, in later parts, also visit OAND and Ontario's Board of Directors Drugless Therapy Naturopathy in part three, CAND and its Andy Lloyd edited journal and the wiki Andy Lloyd edits in part four. And finally, I'll quote from two of Andy Lloyd's paper-based books in part five. For the sake of organization, I will tabulate the findings of all this rummaging in the transcript to this episode, which, as usual, will be posted at the NatureoCrit blog. Episode question. My overarching question for this NatureoCrit podcast episode five is, quote, what does naturopathy in Ontario promise preponderantly? And what is underneath, essentially, unquote. About Ontario's N.D. Lloyd. I'll begin with Ontario N.D. Iva Lloyd, a 2002 graduate of Ontario's Naturopathy College, CCNM. Biographically, we're told in the 2014 archived article, quote, Iva Lloyd, unquote, at naturalmedicinejournal.com, that she sits on the board of that journal, Natural Medicine Journal. This biography page will serve as a very useful, shall I say, hub, since it states, quote, Iva Lloyd, ND, a registered polarity practitioner and Reiki master, founded Naturopathic Foundations for Ontario Practice. She teaches part-time at the Canadian College of Naturopathic Medicine and writes for various journals and magazines. She is editor of The Vital Link, which is the journal of the Canadian Association of Naturopathic Doctors in Ontario. Dr. Lloyd is the author of 2009's The Energetics of Health, A Naturopathic Assessment, and 2009's History of Naturopathic Medicine, A Canadian Perspective, unquote. Polarity and Reiki, by the way, are termed vitalistic pseudosciences at Wikipedia. Naturopathy itself is termed a vitalistic pseudoscience at Wikipedia in the article, quote, Naturopathy, unquote, which states, quote, Naturopathy, or naturopathic medicine, is a pseudoscientific form of alternative medicine based on a belief in vitalism, unquote. Isn't it all, in terms of the essentially naturopathic, quote, vitalistic pseudoscience, unquote? So why go on with this? To quote Samuel Beckett, I can't go on, I'll go on. In other words, I'll go on because naturopathy is just so deliciously absurd. And it is the right thing to do. Blow the whistle, so to speak. Going on, therefore, obviously, N.D. Lloyd is quite high up in the North American naturopathy food chain in terms of both the AANP and the CAND. That consortia, which shares the AANMC, NABNI, NPLEX, and FNMP. I apologize for the vegetable soup of naturopathy organizations. So, from that Natural Medicine Journal biography Hub Pages mentions, this episode 5 will now look at, in this order, Natural Medicine Journal, Andy Lloyd's practice page, CCNM, OAND and the Ontario Board, CAND and that wiki, and finally N.D. Lloyd's books. Those areas will be the spokes running out from that hub page. Natural Medicine Journal directly. The editorial board of Natural Medicine Journal includes, as archived in 2013, N.D.'s Alschler, Baral, Birdsall S.M., Birdsall T.C., Brown, Calabrese, Chase, Crinion, Espinosa, Hangi Bauer, Hudson, McKay, Marshall, Martin, Morstein, Murray, Purnadili, Rubin, Shore, Seeley, Smith, Traub, Walker, Webb, and Yarnell. And, of course, N.D. Lloyd. Natural Medicine Journal posed epistemic differentiating. Now, regarding its Natural Medicine Journal, the AANP tells us in, quote, Natural Medicine Journal helps clinicians and patients sort fact from fiction, unquote, archived in 2011. Really, I'll repeat that, sorting fact from fiction. By way of AANP Naturopathy's own Natural Medicine Journal, quote, when it comes to the field of natural medicine, it's not always easy to discern the credible and reliable research from the unsubstantiated claims. I'll say, sometimes it's very easy, though, as well, very easy to see a naked emperor quite often in the land of natural medicine. That's what led veteran healthcare publisher Carolyn A. Gazella, in partnership with the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians, to launch Natural Medicine Journal in late 2009. The purpose of Natural Medicine Journal is to provide scientifically valid, patient-centered healthcare information to the medical community. The Natural Medicine Journal provides scientifically valid, patient-centered, peer-reviewed healthcare information to the medical community. Trustworthy, peer-reviewed natural medicine information. The go-to resource for cutting-edge information about integrative medicine. One essential way to guarantee the impartiality, thoroughness, and accuracy of Natural Medicine Journal's content. is to put it in front of the discerning eyes of experts before it reaches our readers, explains Tina Kazor, NDFABNO, the journal's medical editor. The burgeoning field of natural medicine. The American Association of Naturopathic Physicians is a professional association that strives to make naturopathic medicine available to every American and to increase recognition of naturopathic physicians as the identified authorities on natural medicine, unquote. So, there's obviously naturopathy's claim of differentiating or discerning fact, credible, reliable, scientifically valid, trustworthy, impartial, thorough, accurate, and professional information versus fiction, unsubstantiated information. Since they claim to be scientifically vetting its contents, you would think the Journal of Natural Medicine would exclude not fact, not credible, not reliable, not scientifically valid, not trustworthy, not impartial, not thorough, not accurate, and not professional stuff. You would think that there wouldn't be blatant nonsense, aka fiction, at AANP itself as well as that journal, with this sorting fact from fiction posture or filter. But you would be wrong. AANP's own web pages pose as scientifically valid, the quite fictitious. There's the page, quote, Homeopathy, a Primer, unquote, written by N.D. Johnson, archived in 2012, which states quite falsely and unthoroughly, quote, Homeopathy's effectiveness is supported by a large body of research in the medical literature. There are hundreds of well-designed trials published in peer-reviewed journals that demonstrate its effectiveness, unquote. In fact, when you look at all the evidence in terms of quality, homeopathy is quite the science-ejected placebo. And yet there's also AANP's, quote, Zicam is not homeopathy, unquote, written by N.D.'s Coward and Lewis, archived in 2012, which states, quote, Homeopathy is a 200-year-old medicinal science, unquote. Obviously, AANP is quite not discerning in terms of separating the scientifically valid from the scientifically invalid on its own naturopathic.org pages. As for their natural medicine journal, let's see, as test subjects, how much vitalism and homeopathy is at natural medicine journal, that therein belies AANP's posed knowledge sorting posture. Let's see also how much language claiming science is there as well. Now, these are not articles written by N.D. Lloyd, but they are journal articles which have been approved by the Natural Medicine Journal Editorial Collective, of which she is a member. NaturalMedicineJournal.com, Vitalism, That Pre-Scientific Fiction. N.D. Shore tells us in, quote, Telomere Length and Respiratory Health, unquote, archived in 2013, quote, In our training as naturopathic physicians, we often speak of a person's vital force, vitality, and the ability to heal from illness, this force, unquote. That is, supposedly after Natural Medicine Journal, scientific peer review, uncontested, science-ejected fiction, vital force. And there's more. Of course, there's more. There's, quote, an evidence-based review of Qigong by the Natural Standard Research Collaboration, unquote, archived in 2014, which states, quote, written records referring to qi and its effects are thought to be as old as 3,300 years. The therapy is based on the traditional Chinese belief that the human body contains a network of energy pathways through which vital energy, called qi, circulates. There are two main types of Qigong practice, internal and external. Internal Qigong is the self-directed practice of techniques used to cultivate the circulation of Qi throughout the practitioner's energy system. The practices involve meditation, subtle movement, visualization, and breathing techniques. External Qigong is an interpersonal healing practice in which a practitioner projects qi into another person. Qigong is a major branch of Chinese medicine that denotes methods used to cultivate, regulate, and harness qi, vital energy, life force, for general self-preservation and health, healing, self-defense, longevity, and spiritual development, unquote. So much for distinguishing, even on a page that claims to be taking an evidence-based perspective. There is as much scientific evidence for qi, vital energy, life force, and the supernatural as there is for the tooth fairy. Such may be historically interesting, but here it is uncontested. And there's, quote, acupuncture, bottom line monograph, unquote, archived in 2014. Which states, quote, Chinese medicine theory holds that the human body contains a network of energy pathways through which vital energy, called qi, circulates. The meridians contain specific points that function somewhat like gates or way stations through which qi flows as it circulates through the body. Acupuncture needles are inserted into these points to regulate the flow of qi through the meridians. Illness and symptoms are believed to be caused by problems in the circulation of qi through the meridians. Good health is considered an indication of the proper circulation of qi. Qi is believed to have subtle qualities. The qi proposed by Chinese medicine theory is not electricity and is not directly detectable with scientific instruments. Unquote. Again, the uncontested, scientifically filtered, science ejected. This even happens with N.D. Kazor, Natural Medicine Journal's, quote, senior medical editor, unquote, who tells us in the 2014 archived, quote, medical Qigong improves quality of life, mood, and energy in cancer patients, unquote. Quote, from an Eastern perspective, this improvement is centered around the improved flow of energy or qi throughout the body, unquote. So much science exterior, uncontested vitalism. If you are keeping score, science was promised broadly, and within can be found the patently not scientific, because in naturopathy land, epistemically speaking, anything is science. And I must mention the coded vitalism at Natural Medicine Journal, which is the typical way of expressing to the public naturopathy's essential premise. A Google.com search, cite naturalmedicinejournal.com, healing power, has these current pages I haven't yet used, which code vitalism. Number one, quote, AANP recognizes contributions to naturopathic medicine, unquote, which states, quote, Paul Anderson, ND, received the VIS Award, which honors and celebrates the life and work of Dr. William A. Mitchell, ND, by acknowledging a person who represents the VIS, the healing power of nature, unquote. Number two, quote, College of Naturopathic Medicine at the University of Bridgeport is strong and growing, unquote, which states, quote, Over the past 10 years, the school has remained steadfast in the philosophy that guides its teaching and clinical training. The philosophy Vis Medicatrix Naturae means the healing power of nature. UBCNM continues the Vis Medicatrix Naturae tradition, unquote. And we're also told, quote, Students study modern biomedical science and diagnosis, as well as philosophies and healing modalities, whose effectiveness has been proven for centuries within our health sciences division, says Beth Pimentel, ND, Associate Dean for Academic Affairs at UBCNM, unquote. My alma mater, claiming science upon healing power of nature, Vis Medicatrix Naturae. I wonder what the essential context of healing power of nature, Vis Medicatrix Naturae, is. That naturalmedicinejournal.com page about UB does not specify. Well, specifically, UB writes in, quote, graduate course of instruction, unquote, quote, Principles and Practice 522, Philosophy of Naturopathic Medicine 2. Nature acts powerfully through healing mechanisms in the body and mind to maintain and restore health. students will gain an important perspective of the vital force and its role in the healing process. When used in conjunction with naturopathic principles, Principles and Practice 512, Philosophy of Naturopathic Medicine 1, this course will explore the philosophical foundations of naturopathic medicine, which form the basis for therapeutic intervention, vitalistic medicine, in the United States of America, as an influence on the creation of the naturopathic profession will be discussed, unquote. Oh, ye old vitalism. That's what UB means in that Natural Medicine Journal article. But you don't deserve to know up front. You have to read the fine print by rummaging at bridgeport.edu. And in that UB PDF, ironically, is the term science 153 times, including within the naturopathy section. NaturalMedicineJournal.com, Homeopathy, the Great Therapeutic Imposter. The presence and lauding of homeopathy is quite the indicator of no standards in an area of healthcare, in my humble opinion. At Natural Medicine Journal, N.D. Johnson is credited as the author of, quote, Primary Homeopathic Treatment of Cancers of the Pancreas, Stomach, Gallbladder, and Liver, unquote. That's a pretty scary sentence, actually. I've called this, in the past, cheerleading oncology absurdity. At his practice page, thrivenaturopathic.com, Andy Johnson reiterates that homeopathy is, supposedly, and quite absurdly, quote, the most complete medical science, unquote. And he also tells us, at his page, quote, events, unquote, quote, homeopathy works tremendously, unquote, and it is, quote, deeply grounded in science, unquote. Yes, these tremendous cancer-affecting, science-ejected sugar pills. So much for the promise of Naturopathic Medicine Journal's epistemic filtering. And like I said, if homeopathy is present, that is quite the indicator of no standards. NaturalMedicineJournal.com, science claim. So there's piles of homeopathy, three pages of search results, actually. And yet, here's a couple broad or blanket or overarching statements regarding the supposed scientific status of such naturopathic contents. There's the search by way of google.com, cite naturalmedicinejournal.com, science-based, which results in, number one, the 2012 archived, quote, Arts and Sciences Merge at Bastyr University, unquote. Yes, many things merge at Bastyr University, epistemically speaking, which states, quote, Bastyr promotes a curriculum founded in science-based natural medicine. Bastyr's science-based natural medicine program, such as Bastyr University's Doctor of Naturopathic Medicine degree, which includes, according to Daniel K. Church, Ph.D., then Bastyr University president, those things that wouldn't traditionally be thought of as science, unquote. Really, that last bit is quite an admission of a certain kind of, say, relaxation of the boundaries defining science and non-science, if I ever heard one. The science of our sectarian type. Number two, and where would we be without old science-based Joe, who was mentioned in, quote, First International Clinical Congress, a Success, unquote, which states, quote, The conference featured keynotes from two leaders in the field of integrative medicine, Tracy Gaudet, M.D., and Joseph Pizzorno, N.D. Pizzorno is the founding member of Bastyr University, author of several widely acclaimed books, and a leading authority on the subject of science-based natural medicine, unquote. NaturalMedicineJournal.com's Scientific and Homeopathy, the Great Naturopathological Epistemic Collision. By way of a Google.com search, cite NaturalMedicineJournal.com, Scientific Homeopathy, one gets two pages worth of results. There's, quote, recent ONC-ANP conference delivers exceptional content, unquote, which states, quote, the conference curriculum did, in fact, feature bold content anchored by scientific research, scientific rationale, scientific studies. For physicians interested in using homeopathy in their clinical practice, Jen Green, ND, FABNO, and Paul Sanders, PhD, ND, gave practical advice illustrated by case studies and the scientific literature. They explained that homeopathy can play a key role in offsetting side effects of conventional treatments. Green mentioned that this is one area where animal data can be compelling because it removes the off-sided criticism of homeopathy, the placebo effect, unquote. And yet, regarding homeopathy, we're told overall at wikipedia.org, quote, "The lack of convincing scientific evidence supporting its efficacy and its use of remedies without active ingredients have led to characterizations as pseudoscience and quackery." Ben Goldacre says that homeopaths who misrepresent scientific evidence to a scientifically illiterate public have walled themselves off from academic medicine, and critique has been all too often met with avoidance rather than argument. Homeopaths often prefer to ignore meta-analyses in favor of cherry-picked positive results, such as by promoting a particular observational study, as if it were more informative than a series of randomized controlled trials. Referring specifically to homeopathy, the British House of Commons Science and Technology Committee has stated, in the committee's view, homeopathy is a placebo treatment, and the government should have a policy on prescribing placebos. The government is reluctant to address the appropriateness and ethics of prescribing placebos to patients, which usually relies on some degree of patient deception. Prescribing of placebos is not consistent with informed patient choice, which the government claims is very important, as it means patients do not have all the information needed to make choice meaningful. Beyond ethical issues and the integrity of the doctor-patient relationship, prescribing pure placebos is bad medicine. And overall, we're told, homeopathic remedies are found to be no more effective than a placebo, and homeopathy is widely considered a pseudoscience, unquote. And regarding homeopathy in animals, specifically, we're told, quote, placebos can play active roles in influencing pet owners to believe in the effectiveness of the treatment when none exists, unquote. Interesting, sort of a placebo by proxy. It fits well with homeopathy's kind of like-cures-like voodoo proxy. You'll notice that the collision is at once massive and trivial here. Naturopathy's claims upon homeopathy as scientific is massively demolished, and science proceeds on its way without blinking, like a train pushing a gnat aside. I use Wikipedia.org because I want to show how pedestrian, at least these days, information is regarding naturopathy's false status and labeling. When such a thing happens, well, one response is to create your own wiki, which I'm very excited to look at in part 4. I'm used that naturopaths have therein, quote, walled themselves off, unquote, because they cannot withstand the withering analysis of modern, actual, scientific filtering. Conclusion for this part 1 of episode 5, quote, the science-based, science exterior, Canadian-based, naturopathic interior, unquote. In this part 1, I've established the hub that the episode will center around, Ontario's N.D. Iva Lloyd. I've cited from the AANP's Natural Medicine Journal, wherein N.D. Lloyd sits as an editorial board member, and from the AANP itself. I have done this to establish a kind of preponderance concerning the typical naturopathic that I will then carry over into further parts. My overarching question for this NaturoCrit podcast episode 5 is, quote, what does naturopathy in Ontario promise preponderantly, and what is underneath essentially, unquote. What I've found so far in answer to that question is typical of naturopathy, and that is the preponderance I seek to establish: a broad science claim, and then contents as beliefs that then direct ND's activities, which belie that label. In other words, as the introduction to this podcast states, quote, an epistemic conflation falsely posing itself as an epistemic delineation, unquote, is typical commerce for naturopathy. But I have not gotten Canadian enough yet, and specifically Ontarian. AANP is American, and Natural Medicine Journal isn't associated with a location. At Natural Medicine Journal, their contact link directs to email only, and we're merely told, quote, Natural Medicine Journal, ISSN 2157-6769, unquote. The Facebook page, though, lists Boulder, Colorado as the location and the contact as publisher Carolyn Gazella. In future parts of this episode 5, I will hone in on the essentially naturopathic, specifically in Ontario, Canada. This has been
the Natural Crit Podcast.
Thank you.